Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Trump administration is giving hundreds of millions of dollars to SEPTA as part of emergency grants to public transportation across the country, totaling $25 billion. SEPTA has seen an unprecedented drop in the number of riders because of coronavirus shutdowns. It faces a $150 million revenue shortfall. So this money will help, but for how long? We're joined now live by a member of President Trump's cabinet, Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao. Secretary Chao, thanks for being with us. What will this grant to SEPTA and other transit agencies do?
We hope that it will do a lot. Basically, I am so pleased to announce that the Philadelphia area transportation system, including SEPTA, will receive about $700 million to help respond to and recover from the COVID-19 virus. As you've mentioned, ridership has plummeted throughout all of the transit systems throughout the whole country. And yet we need these transit systems, number one, to be operational, because we have essential workers that are relying upon public transit to get from place to place. And we're talking about first responders, healthcare workers, hospital workers, you know, people who help to stock our store shelves, and people who need access to healthcare. And then, of course, with ridership plummeting like that, the revenue base for these transit systems have dropped a great deal as well. So we're also trying to prevent workers from being laid off. And the Philadelphia area is going to receive $700 million. And this came because last Friday, the president signed the historic bipartisan $2.2 trillion CARES Act. It's the largest economic assistance relief program in our nation's history.
As for those workers, Secretary, SEPTA says even with the money, it's not going to be able to afford to give the workers hazard pay. The union, the Transport Workers Union, says these workers are being exposed to coronavirus because of their jobs. They haven't been given protective equipment, and they want that hazard pay. Should the federal government do more to get masks and gloves to transit workers, and should they be entitled to get that hazard pay?
Well, the governor should be also involved in this, the governor and also the mayor. You know, all of us have to work together. And when you get the federal government involved with some of these issues, it becomes extremely bureaucratic. And so the best solution is local action, state-administered, federally partnered. So we want to be partners. And, you know, sometimes the best solutions, like for PPEs, personal protection equipment, that really should be done at a local level to get a faster response. And we're very concerned about the lack of PPEs, personal protection equipment. And that's why it's really important to get this money out as quickly as possible. And the president signed this last Friday, March 27th. And here we are, basically 5 days later, and we've been able to get the money out. And this corresponds to other transportation modes as well. There's $50 billion for airline companies. That's administered by the U.S. Treasury Secretary. Then we also have about $10 billion for airports. And I know that in the Philadelphia area, there's the Philadelphia Airport, which is a hub in certain instances as well. And then there's $1 billion for rail, for Amtrak. So this $2.2 trillion package is an economic relief package. And then on top of that, we as a country have got to bend the curve. And that's why many municipalities, states, and cities are also advocating shelter in place. We've got to bend the curve.
I want to talk to you.
The economic impact on this is just devastating.
Secretary, I want to talk to you about air travel. Fewer than 150,000
sure.
people were screened at airports in the country at the end of March, compared with 2.3 million at the start. Considering bending that curve, as you say, the health concerns and the coronavirus task force projections, do you think all domestic flights should be grounded temporarily?
I do not. I think that's one thing that is that has been discussed, but as a Secretary of Transportation, I do not. Let me just give you some statistics. I know that social distancing is very important, and we must abide by that. But right now, the airline companies are experiencing a 94% drop in passengers. So some of the airplanes are huge 737s. They're carrying six people. They're carrying nine people. These are commercial decisions that should be made by the airline companies. So the national airspace, our air traffic control system, has seen a drop of about 86% in terms of the number of airplanes in the air. So the airline companies are hurting badly. But there are still people who need to get from, for example, New York to California. They can't spend 3 days driving from New York to California or from Philadelphia to Oregon. Now, they need to have this essential service available. So we need to have airplanes running. Right now, the passenger load is very low. And
I know some of those planes have to keep going.
Social distancing can occur. Social distancing can occur on the airplanes as well. But obviously, we're constantly monitoring this, and if things change. But I think these are commercial decisions that should be made by the airline companies.
How about one of those commercial decisions? Could it be to space out seats or remove seating once we get things back to normal or more normal to ensure social distancing? Should that happen?
Again, I'm not the expert on all that. I think airline companies, they're concerned. Airline workers, flight attendants, pilots, they're concerned about keeping the passengers safe, keeping themselves safe. So I think these kinds of solutions shouldn't be federally mandated. Right now the passenger load is very low. It's about 4% to 9% for airline companies. And so the airline companies will make these decisions to keep their passengers safe. It's in their own best interest, and also to keep their workers, their crew safe as well.
And these flights, some of them have to continue to in order to qualify for these federal dollars. I do want to ask you something that I know falls under your purview. At least a couple airlines are refusing to give refunds despite canceling flights. They're awarding future travel credit instead. I've had this happen. I've had personal experience with this. I know others have had that happen with United and JetBlue. That goes against your department's regulations. Will you order airlines
Absolutely.
To abide by these?
Absolutely. We will. That is against departmental policy. And we will be issuing guidance on this very quickly.
So people should be eligible for full refunds.
Whatever the law requires, whatever, our protection, yes, basically is a short answer. I mean, during extraordinary times like this, when people have to make involuntary travel plan changes, I think we all need to be more flexible. But on top of that, the department has a responsibility to look at the consumer protection rights of passengers, and we will do that.
And Secretary, if you'll just permit me to stray from transportation issues for one moment.
Yes.
You were Secretary of Labor in the early 2000s.
Yes.
These unemployment numbers, 6.6 million last week alone, stomach-turning numbers. We know checks are coming to most Americans with that disaster aid act you spoke about. What else is the federal government doing to lessen the blow to somebody who loses their job, and so many of us have, because of coronavirus?
Well, I'm not an expert on this anymore, but I mean, clearly, extension of the unemployment insurance benefits is going to help. Increasing the amount of the unemployment insurance benefits is going to help. 6.6 million Americans who are filed for unemployment insurance is just unprecedented. I mean, when I was Secretary of Labor, if we had initial claims file, that's the unemployment insurance file, on a weekly basis of 400,000, that was considered high. So this is unfathomable. For individuals who have their own businesses, they can apply for unemployment assistance, in which, you know, they have loss of income. So if you're an independent proprietorship and you have your own business, you can access loans through the Small Business Administration. You can also access unemployment benefits, although they're just called unemployment assistance programs, through the Department of Labor as well. And so I would suggest going on www.dol.gov, which is the website for the Department of Labor, and just to see what other assistance programs are available. And then go on SBA, that's .gov, that's Small Business Administration, for all different kinds of loans that are available to small business employers. But the extension of the unemployment insurance, the increasing amount of unemployment insurance, we hope will be of help. The president is very, very focused on the whole COVID-19 coronavirus issue. The whole of government is all focused. As we mentioned, we have $25 billion going out to transit, $50 billion going out to the airline industry, administered through the Secretary of Treasury, $10 billion for airports, $1 billion for Amtrak. That is just within the Department of Transportation. And we're getting this money out basically in less than 10 days because the president has emphasized that we need to get this money out to help people in need as quickly as possible.
Secretary,
so we're all totally focused on this.
I really appreciate you taking the time. Just wanted to ask before you get back to work, how you and the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, your husband, are doing. You're healthy, I hope.
Yes, we can't go home. We actually live in Kentucky, and the Washington D.C. mayor has mandated shelter in place. So we're doing work, like so many millions of other Americans, teleworking, and we're sheltering in place. So I want to remind your listeners to practice social distancing. Go out only when you have to, and stay home as much as possible. We've got to bend the curve on the coronavirus because the economic impact, in addition, obviously, to the health implications for our fellow citizens and residents, it's just devastating. We've got to bend the curve. Thank you so much for having me, and I hope everyone keeps safe.
Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, member of President Trump's cabinet, with us.